Hey beautiful souls, Sienna Cruz here, your daily dose of energetic alignment and inspiration. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media feeling a little off? Like, why can't I be as spontaneous as that influencer? Or why does my friend's career seem to be soaring while mine feels stuck? Well, honey, you're not alone. We live in a world obsessed with comparison, and it can really mess with our vibes. But guess what? We have the power to break free from this cycle. Today, we're diving deep into letting go of comparison and competition because, trust me, your soul deserves to shine bright without comparing itself to others. Okay, so why is this so important, you ask? Well, picture this. You're constantly measuring yourself against someone else, always striving to be more or better. It's like running on a hamster wheel, exhausting, right? This constant comparison steals our joy, fuels insecurity, and prevents us from truly embracing our unique strengths. We start dimming our light, afraid to shine as brightly as we deserve because we're so busy comparing ourselves to everyone else's spotlight. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the comparison game and step into your power. First things first, recognize that comparison is a thief of joy. Seriously, it sucks the happiness right out of you. Every time you compare yourself to someone else, you're essentially saying that their life is better than yours, and that can leave you feeling deflated and unfulfilled. Instead of focusing on what others have, start appreciating what you have, your talents, your experiences, your unique perspective. Celebrate those wins, big or small. Next up, remember that everyone's journey is different. What someone else achieves might look easy, but behind the scenes, they might be facing their own struggles and challenges. Life isn't a race, it's a marathon. We all have our own pace, and there's no need to compare ourselves to others. Focus on your own path, celebrate your milestones, and learn from any setbacks. Remember, comparison is a liar. Now let's talk about social media. It can be a fantastic tool for connection and inspiration, but it can also be a breeding ground for comparison. Be mindful of what you consume online. Unfollow accounts that make you feel insecure or envious. Surround yourself with content that uplifts and inspires you. Remember, real life is not filtered. When those thoughts of comparison creep in, remember to practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself kindly, just like you would talk to a dear friend. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment and remind yourself that you are worthy and deserving of love and happiness. And lastly, shift your focus from competition to collaboration. Instead of seeing others as rivals, see them as potential allies. Support their endeavors, celebrate their successes, and learn from each other. Remember, we're all in this together. Let me tell you a quick story about this. I had a friend who was constantly comparing herself to other photographers. She would spend hours scrolling through Instagram, feeling inadequate because everyone else seemed to have perfect lighting, amazing composition, and thousands of followers. This really started affecting her confidence and passion for photography. Then she decided to take a different approach. She joined a local photography group where she could connect with other photographers, learn new techniques, and share her work without the pressure of social media comparison. Guess what? Not only did her photography improve, but she also made some amazing friends and discovered a whole new level of joy in creating art. Her perspective completely shifted. So remember, beautiful souls, letting go of comparison is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when those old thought patterns resurface, but with conscious effort and self-compassion, you can break free from the chains of comparison and step into your full power. Remember to focus on your own unique gifts, celebrate your successes, embrace your imperfections, and cultivate genuine connections with others. I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to ditch comparison and raise your vibration? Share it in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. And remember, keep shining bright, my loves. See you in tomorrow's episode for more energetic alignment tips.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.